George, we were speaking a little bit off camera about how confident we both are going into the last day of the season. I suppose it's a bit of a measure of how worried one is as a Norwich City fan. But for you personally, going into this last day of the season, how confident are you that the job is pretty much done?
I do feel, well, overwhelmingly confident. It was a strange feeling on Saturday evening watching the Hull Ipswich game and kind of cheering for a draw, which I don't know kind of how other fans felt about it, but the idea of wanting Ipswich to win was never going to work for me. But I was happy to cheer on the draw. Obviously, while we're speaking, we don't know how Ipswich are going to do it at Coventry tomorrow night, but that isn't actually relevant to our situation too much, is it? But yeah, I do feel confident about it. I actually think we're maybe now more likely to win the game because I think if we go there and still play a strong team, then they can play with that freedom that we've seen from Bristol City and Swansea. And you know they've turned up at Carrow Road and played some really nice stuff. I've seen a few suggestions that maybe they should rest Sarr and Sargent. I don't think that would be a good idea, to be honest. I think we've got to go full throttle and have a go. Birmingham are going to be nervy as hell, so I think an early goal and we could score three or four, to be honest.
Yeah, I suppose part of that discussion that you talk about in terms of resting players and things like that is the opportunity to finish fifth. Obviously, Norwich are now in pole position after the results last week and West Brom losing at Sheffield Wednesday. With the fixtures that Norwich might have on horizon, and I know obviously I think this will go out after Ipswich play, so this might age horribly, but I'm sure there aren't too many Norwich fans hoping that they beat Coventry. But nonetheless, percentage-wise, it feels like it's more likely to be Leeds in third, and then maybe, well, I mean, it will definitely be Southampton in fourth. So if Norwich can finish fifth, then we know who they'll face. For you, how big is that element of it, or do you feel that whether Norwich finish fifth or sixth, they'll be playing pretty good opposition?
I don't think there is an obvious worse option out of Leeds and Saints. I think they're equally going to be difficult having to go away in that second leg. Leeds is possibly more daunting given their home record, but having said that, seeing how fragile they are at the minute, I mean, I didn't watch them against QPR on Friday night, but I've read a fair bit. A lot surrounding Meslier, the keeper, and how he you know looks really dodgy. And you know I've seen comparisons. I can't remember who it was, but someone said where those teams might be if they had Angus Gunn in goal, which I thought was an interesting point. I don't know. I think I spend I, at the weekend when I saw that Southampton had lost, and I do this on quite a few weekends. I'll go and look kind of underneath a club's Twitter feed and kind of just see what fans are saying underneath. And I should say that this obviously will never speak for the whole fan base because you're going to get certain people going underneath tweets. But it seems that at both Leeds and Southampton, the pressure is seriously on both Martin and Farke. And I think there's a possibility. Or maybe not even a possibility. Maybe it's more certain than that that if they were to both crash out in the semi-finals, that both of them would lose their job, to be honest. Because, yeah, I don't think either team are feeling particularly patient. I mean, we've been there last season in your first season after dropping down that you know you're so desperate to go up, aren't you? And I think because those two have had the full season, I don't think either fan base is feeling particularly forgiving. So the pressure is going to be on them. But yeah, I don't feel like there's a particular worse draw that we're going to get. We're going to be underdogs either way, aren't we?
Yeah, it does feel a little bit like maybe splitting hairs in that sense. But you said you'd like to see, or you wouldn't like to see, some of those key players rested. Why is that? Is that sort of for momentum reasons or match fitness? I keep thinking whenever anyone talks about resting those players, I think about that Champions League final in 2019. I think there was 3 weeks between the end of the Premier League season, and then that happened to be, I don't think to anyone's surprise, the worst Champions League final maybe of all time. So is that match fitness an important part for you? Because I think if those key players were rested, it would have been 15 days since their last game by the time they get to the playoffs. So do you think keeping them in that match rhythm and maybe taking some momentum into the playoffs is important?
Yeah, I think the idea of resting would make more sense if we knew that the first leg was going to be on Wednesday next week, let's say. If we knew it was going to be that quick turnaround, but the fact that we know it's going to be 8 days, it just suggests to me that there's no real need to do it. And I also think you take Sarah out of the team and you reduce our chances of winning that game significantly. So the same with Sargent, obviously, given our record that we had when he was out injured. So I think we have got to go there trying to win it. Birmingham is going to be it should be noisy in there, but equally I think we should have too much for them if we play that best team.
Yeah, given we both said earlier that we expect Norwich to go and qualify fairly comfortably for the playoffs, it's probably worth looking ahead to those and seeing how we feel about that one. Well, I suppose that's the question, really. How are you feeling? What's your confidence like going into those? Because as you said, Norwich will be going into the semi-final as underdogs, whoever they're up against. But it feels like maybe they've shown that they can thrive in that environment this season.
Yeah, I mean, we've had enough. We've had a few decent results against those top end teams, haven't we? I think the home game against Southampton in January was not a good performance, but a decent outcome. And then you've obviously got the Ipswich game and the Leeds games. Really, I think if we played Leeds in the run that we've just had of the consistent home games and consistently picking up points, there's no way we would have blown that 2-goal lead. But it's ifs and buts, isn't it? What was I going to say? I think it'll be interesting with the two home games that we've just had. It would have been interesting to see how the fans were feeling if we'd beaten Bristol City and then beaten Swansea. I think everyone would have been so much more confident than they are, but I don't think those results mean that we couldn't win the first leg and go into that away leg in a good position. I think it is going to be important that we do win the first leg. I don't think a draw would cut it, mainly because we've only got those six wins away from home all year. But yeah, I feel relatively good because if we haven't lost at home since that Blackburn result in November, then we've been doing something right for so long, haven't we? So it's positive feelings for sure.
Yeah, definitely. It's interesting you mentioned those Swansea and Bristol City games. Obviously, I know you're at the Swansea one because I saw you going in. What did you make of that? And did it bring up any fresh concerns for you that maybe you hadn't been, I suppose you combine it with Bristol City, now two home draws against sides that didn't have much to play for, that have been in the mid-table. Have there been any concerns raised for you by those two games, or do you think they'll be able to move on from those quickly and focus on the playoffs?
I think the performance against Swansea was better than it was against Bristol City, but I think the goals that we conceded or the situations that they scored from were a bit worrying, particularly the second one, giving away the penalty like we did. It was a bit out of nowhere, wasn't it? And then there was never really a moment later in the game where you thought we were definitely going to score. We had our moments, but it wasn't quite there. But it's going to be different in the playoffs because I think the away team are going to come in and be a little bit nervous, to be honest, a bit about the prospect. Whereas with these Bristol City and Swansea games, that wasn't really the case. Like we said earlier, they came in and played with so much freedom, and it's very different playing against a team like that than it is in a really competitive game. The atmosphere plays a part as well. I know that Wagner was very public with how he wanted it to continue like it was in the Ipswich game, but you're never going to recreate that, are you? It's just not possible when the jeopardy isn't on it like it was in that one. But I would like to think in a playoff game, particularly when it's going to be a Russell Martin or a Farker standing only a few yards away in the dugout, that people are just going to ramp it up a little bit, and that will then reflect on the players. But like I said, the Swansea goals were not brilliant, but not massively concerning.
Yeah, it should definitely be an atmosphere to enjoy in those playoff semis, and looking forward to being at Carrow Road for that. Hopefully, obviously, fingers crossed for this weekend. But just before I let you go, George, I thought I'd ask you about Norwich City Women, because a lot of people that are across our content will obviously know that you cover them for us. You've been at pretty much every game this season. What have you made of their season as a whole? Obviously, it's now ended. They haven't achieved their goal of promotion, but I think as yet they are unbeaten this season. It feels like it's been a little bit cruel on them. It's been a bit of a confusing season with losing a manager in slightly strange circumstances. If you look back on it as a whole, how do you think they've come out of it, and how do you think they go into next season?
I think looking at it as a whole, if you'd said to them at the start of the season that they would, you know, like you said there, go the whole year unbeaten, even though they've got one game to go and finished so close to the league leaders, I think they would have taken that, because I wasn't that clued up with it last season, I'm happy to admit. But I know from the conversations I've had that Wimbledon were very, very strong last year, unfortunate to go up. So they were maybe the favourites to win the league at the start of the season. And I think from speaking to the players, they all feel really positive about it, because it is some achievement ultimately to go the whole season unbeaten. And there's been some really good performances. Sundays at Chesham was another really good one. Chesham were not particularly, I'm trying to think what to say. They weren't really giving it much of a go, to be honest. It felt like they were scared of Norwich. And really, they should have approached it in a bit more of a aggressive way, let's say. But I think in terms of the league title, I will always look back at the change in head coach and think, what if? Because when Herdman departed, it was still very much in the balance. There were, what, 8-9 league games to go. They still had the Carrow Road game to come, and it really felt like that was ramping up. And since then, I think in Emerson's first three league games, they were all draws. And looking back at their record, it is the draws that have cost them ultimately. You know, I think it's 7 draws that they've had, which when you're only playing 22 games in a league season, 7 is probably 2 or 3 too many. But yeah, overall, it's been really, really positive. It was interesting yesterday. Scott Emerson was asked about the job advert, which I don't know if you saw, but that went public last week. And written within that was that the club want to appoint someone who will achieve promotion. So it's quite clear, and I get the impression next season it is going to be of paramount importance that they do go one step further. But like I said, given they were fourth last year and they're going to finish second this year, it looks like improvement, and it definitely is, I think.
Right, Nick, it feels to me like it's very nearly done for Norwich City, but obviously mathematically they haven't got it over the line quite yet. I think at the moment it's a bit of a test of how relaxed all Norwich City fans are. What about you? How are you feeling going into that final game of the season? Are you pretty confident that it's done, or are you going to wait to celebrate until it's completely mathematically confirmed?
Yeah, I think being a Norwich fan since 1992, I don't think you can ever be confident. I think it'd be typical of us to go and slip on the banana skin at the weekend. As you say, it should almost be done. But I'll leave my celebrations till full time, and hopefully celebrate with the rest of the travelling Norwich fans and the players at the end of the match. So, still lots of lots to play for at both ends of the table for lots of teams. So I think it's going to be a challenge.
Yeah, definitely. With that in mind, how would you treat sort of the team selection going into it? A lot of people saying that players like Josh Sargent and Gabriel Sarr should be rested, but until it's actually done, would you like to see them starting the game and playing big roles in that game?
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised to see a change in the team at the weekend, but obviously with Barnes carrying an injury, that obviously makes more sense now. I'd like to see the same team again. I think we need to go all out and get the win until it's done. The players have then got a week, just over a week, I think, until the first playoff leg, and then almost a week again to the second leg, and then maybe 2 weeks to Wembley. So I think there's plenty of time to rest players, to recover players. I think we've got to go all out and win, keep the momentum going, and put our best 11 out on the pitch on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, you mentioned that momentum. Is it also important that they keep that match sharpness up? Because, as you said, there is quite a big gap between those games. I think if Wagner did rest certain players, then going into the first leg of the playoffs, they would have missed. I don't think they would have played a game for 15 days. So keeping that match sharpness up is important as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And, if I was a betting man, I think we're probably going to end up with Southampton over two legs, looking at the way the table looks at the moment. I think the home leg is going to be the important one for us. Our away form hasn't been great all season. You don't want to go to Southampton or anywhere on the second leg needing to get a result to get it over the line. So, for me, that momentum and the first leg is going to be really, really important for us.
Yeah, we spoke a little bit about it when we saw each other at Carrow Road before the Swansea game. But out of those teams that Norwich might face, I mean, I suppose technically in the mix now are Ipswich, Leeds and Southampton. As you said, it feels like Ipswich are in quite a good position, unfortunately. But out of those, who would you rather face? I think we were speaking about maybe the fact that a trip to Elland Road on a Thursday night to qualify for the final wouldn't feel great, would it?
No, I really don't want to go to Elland Road on a Thursday night. It's a tough place to go. It can be a really hostile atmosphere if the Leeds fans want to make it a really hostile atmosphere, and it's not the place to go for me to want to get a result. Obviously, I think it's almost impossible for us to get West Brom, if not impossible. So it looks like it's going to be Southampton, Leeds or Ipswich. I think for me, I'd much rather Southampton. If we could avoid Leeds, then great. I think we'll know a lot more, by the time we get there, with the games obviously coming up midweek this week, and how that table looks. But yeah, for me, it feels like Southampton over two legs. And like you say, I really don't want to be going down there on a Thursday or Friday night needing to get a result. I think they're beatable, and they've shown that over recent weeks. I think they're very beatable. They leak a lot of goals, but if they're on form, the first half they played against Preston, they played Preston off the park and scored three or four quick goals. And for me, that would be my fear going down there.
Yeah. Either way, Norwich will obviously go into it as underdogs. But I think I put a tweet out actually before the Swansea game saying that I felt it was important for Norwich to finish fifth because of the results they've got against those sides, against Leeds and obviously Southampton earlier on in the season. But a lot of people also highlighted obviously that Middlesbrough win and the fact that Norwich lost twice to them the last time they got promoted through the playoffs and still beat Middlesbrough in the final. For you personally, how much are you looking at those experiences over the season and weighing up sort of how Norwich would fare against those teams based on how they have done already?
Yeah, I think the one-off playoff final for me is a completely different game to going into a two-leg semi-final, having confidence that you've beaten the team during the course of the season. That, I think they described the Championship playoff final as the biggest game in football in terms of the money that could come to a club if they're successful. I think over two legs, I think the players' mindset will be different. They will be thinking about the games that have gone before in the season. But let's be honest, we should have beat Southampton down at their place. Great game at the start of the season. We should have beat them at our place if we weren't set up so defensively. Understand why we did that and, needed to grind out a result and start that positive momentum moving forward. And again, I wasn't massively impressed by Leeds. They got hammered the other night down at QPR. So again, they're beatable. But, I think it'll like I say, it's a much different game. The playoff final, that one game down at Wembley. I think previous matches and previous form goes out the window for that game. But I think over two legs, it will, you know, be in the players' minds, it'll be in the fans' minds, be a nervous atmosphere. So I think it's important to get the best team you can over two legs.
With that in mind, if I ask you to gaze into the crystal ball for a second and guess maybe at how far Norwich will go in the playoffs, how confident are you feeling? How far do you think they will go?
I think we'll get to Wembley, and I'd like to think that we'll win at Wembley. I don't think we've got anything to fear in the playoffs. I think we've been there before, we've done it before. I think some of the big boys that have come down from last season, are likely to be more nervous than we are. I think the fans will be nervous, more nervous than we are. So I'd like to think we will win at Wembley. I personally much prefer Championship football. I much prefer the cadence of the matches. It's more frequent. It's more often. The games for me are much more enjoyable. We haven't got VAR spoiling the moment, and we'd have that in the playoff final as well. But if you don't want to get promoted and you don't want to test yourself against the best in the world, then I guess what's the point? I think a 2-1 win in the playoff final, and it's likely to be against West Brom in my view. So I think we'll have Southampton in the semi-finals and then West Brom in the final.
Yeah, I think we'd all love to see that. You mentioned the setup earlier and the way that Norwich sort of did it against Southampton, the way that they maybe, I think that got a lot of criticism at the time, but as you said, I sort of saw the reasoning behind it, even if it wasn't pretty to watch. If I suppose it's a little bit different at Carrow Road because you want to see Norwich go and attack the game at Carrow Road, but say for the away leg, if Norwich do go and set up that way, will you have serious qualms with David Wagner for that, or could you understand why he would do that as sort of the underdog?
Yeah, I think I'd understand why he would do it. But, my biggest criticism of Wagner has always been his in-game management. I think we've got a plan A, and I don't think we've got a plan B or a plan C. So, I'd like to see us set up in the way that we play best, which is, the free-flowing attacking football we saw for the first half an hour at Borough. Attacking the game, attacking the team. I think that's when we're at our most dangerous. I think if we set up for a draw or we set up for, trying to be defensive, it doesn't work. We struggle to defend. Teams come at us down at the wing and put those balls in the box. And our centre-halves are good players, don't get me wrong. But I always fear crosses coming into the box when we're, when other teams are attacking us, because, there's normally a moment in there somewhere that gives you something to be fearful of. And we saw again in the Swansea game, that ball from the right to the left and, Angus beating at the near post. These things can happen really quickly. So, yeah, I'd like to see us attack the team, attack the game and go out and try and win it. Like I say, it's when we're most dangerous, and it's, when I think we defend better when we're pushing forward than we do when we're trying to defend our own box. I think we really struggle to do that as a team.
Yeah, definitely. One last thing I wanted to touch on before I let you go was the fact that, obviously, the player of the season vote was announced last week. We all know now that Kenny McLean was voted the best player across the whole season by Norwich fans. First of all, who did you vote for, and what was your reaction when you heard that Kenny McLean had won it?
Yeah, I voted for Kenny myself. I think he's been a really solid player, not only, with the midfield, role that he's played. He dropped in at centre-back, and for me, was our best centre-back when he dropped in at centre-back. I think he outshone the others. He's also carrying the captain's armband, something he's not done before. I don't think he's put a foot wrong, hardly all season. Some of his balls, into our forwards, into our wingers have been absolutely fantastic. I can understand why people voted for Sara. You could also understand why people would vote for Angus, to be fair, who didn't even get in the top three. But for me, by far the best goalkeeper in the Championship, and the reason that we're in the playoffs are some of the saves that he's made. In terms of Sara, I think the big debate has been about whether it should have been Gabby or Kenny. I think with Sara, we've just got to enjoy him while we can. I don't think he's a player that will be with us for too long. I think we've just got to enjoy those moments of magic before he goes on to a much bigger club. And I'm sure it won't be long before he features in the Brazil national team as well. So, the fact he's started that career in the UK with us is not something we need to grab hold of. And I think he'll come big in the playoffs for us. My only concern is we haven't got much else off the bench. You talk about those players and those four, five or six players that could have all been in the mix for player of the season, but there's not a lot else in terms of the depth of our squad at the moment, which is, I think, our biggest concern as we go into the next four games.
Yeah, definitely. I'll just ask you one more because you have raised a good point there. A lot of people have criticised Wagner's substitutions and said that maybe Norwich should be higher than where they are in the league. But do you think the squad depth has been an issue and it maybe has been exposed a little bit in those last few weeks?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think our drop off in form is no great surprise that the drop off in form was when we lost two or three good players to injury. We haven't got much more on the bench. Can't blame Wagner for that. He's not in charge of the recruitment. You know, I'd like to see players coming on a lot earlier than we make some of the changes. I think you can see the changes crying out. It always feels like something happens on the 60th minute. It seems to be, you know, Wagner time in terms of the substitution. Yeah. You never know what it's going to be. You know, we desperately needed a goal against Swansea to take the 3 points, and he brings on Sorensen and leaves Van Hooijdonk on the bench. And again, I don't see Van Hooijdonk in training. I see him warming up before the game, and to be fair, I don't see him very often testing the keeper either. You know, he tests the corner flag more than the keeper. So, you know, Wagner sees him in training a lot more than we do. But like I said, I just don't think there's a lot there. You know, he's not got a lot to bring on to change a game. As a Johnny Rowe clearly doesn't look as fit as he was before he got injured, which again is understandable. But yeah, he's not got a lot on the bench to change it. So you can criticise him for not making changes, but what's he got there in front of him to bring on and change a game? I think very little, which is my concern as we move into the potential playoffs, is what do you do to change a game if it's not going the way that you want to? And I think that's where we'll struggle.
Part three of the fan podcast. I'm delighted to catch up with Ross. Ross, Norwich are in a position that maybe none of us could see coming at the turn of the year, heading into the final day of the season. I mean, what are your thoughts on everything at the moment and the position that Norwich City find themselves in? I mean, as a fan, you must be absolutely delighted with the turnaround.
I mean, yeah, considering where we were at Christmas time, definitely. Definitely more positive. I know a good mate of mine who sits next to me is actually booked to go away the week of the playoffs and is actually going to miss the away leg, unfortunately, because it was that dire. So he's going to miss that. So, yeah, I mean, the turnaround's been great, and credit where credit is due to Mr. Wagner. He has turned it round. I do think going into the playoffs, you've only got to look at Huddersfield's record from 16-17. And even this year in one-off games, both Ipswich games, he has done the goods. So, yeah, I'm actually quietly confident into going into the playoffs, I must admit. Quietly confident. But as we know, with these one-off games, anything can happen, and you sort of throw the form guide out the window. And fingers crossed, we'll be looking good at the end of May.
Yeah, I mean, and we'll come back to the playoffs, but specifically on Birmingham, it's been interesting, I think, and whether this is a Norwich fan thing or a general fan thing, but in that position of it almost being done, but not mathematically being done, and this 8-goal swing that people are talking about. I mean, that's not going to happen, is it? I mean, that would be a disaster on all fronts if something like that occurred.
Yeah, very Norwich, wouldn't it? Very Norwich if it was to happen, that's for sure. You'd like to think not. I mean, that place, St Andrews, will be rocking on Saturday. They will obviously be very much up for it. But at the same time, Plymouth at home to Hull as well will also be, and Plymouth at home is where they have got the majority of their results. So, yeah, it could be an interesting one. It's very difficult, isn't it? Because you, from a player's point of view, I'm pretty sure they're thinking, well, we are almost there. You know, let's just sort of get over the line. And you want to get over the line, not just sort of fall over it. So I'd like to think we'll go there, sort of play into our hands a little bit in terms of there isn't really any pressure on us. So you'd like to think that we can play with a little bit of freedom. Get Johnny Rowe some more minutes, and then fingers crossed we'll be set to go a week on Sunday.
And you know, we speak about this weekend. If Norwich can get a point, then or you know, if they can win the game at least, that would secure them fifth position. A point might may well do it. Depends on what happens elsewhere. But do you see? Are you one of the fans that are going finish fifth? That's the better way to go in about it. Or does it matter to you? It feels to me like it's going to be equally difficult, however way you sort of spin it.
Yeah, well, I lived in Southampton for 15, 16 years. So going
you'd be
down
keen
there,
to avoid that.
Yeah, I do want it and I don't want it at the same time. I know Chris and Jack spoke about it during the week as well about, you know, I think fifth is important. I'm not overly bothered. Yeah, Leeds' form is poor. Saints hasn't been great either. As I said, it's going to be a one-off, two one-off games, two essentially finals before the final, isn't it? So, it'd be nice to finish fifth. I personally would rather Saints, only because, like I said, I know a lot of their supporters. I know there's a few of the Leeds fans that are not on board with Mr. Farker. But I know that there's a lot of pressure on Russ as well at Saints at the minute, and I don't think it's an overly pleasant atmosphere. Ideally, I'd love to have the finish fourth if we had the opportunity, because I would like to be at home second leg, if I'm honest, with our home form. But you're going to feel like with our away form this year, you're going to need a two-goal lead, aren't you, going into the away leg? I think that's just, but again, it's a one-off game, isn't it? So proof will be in the pudding.
Yeah, it's a weird top six race, isn't it? Because even Norwich, who have been on a remarkable run, I think it's three draws in four now, and the teams around them are stuttering as well. It's almost quite bizarre that there's not a team that's going to be going into the playoffs with Norwich, maybe going with some momentum, but maybe not the momentum of five straight wins or anything like that. You know, of a team that's really pushed in late doors. So it does make for interesting kind of thinking, doesn't it, the playoff race, because it makes you look at teams, and you know, I've seen people do it, and Leeds in the way they're playing, but then you know, you have to take a step back, they've got 90 points, so it's not been a bad season. So is there a risk, I guess, of maybe being lulled into a false sense of security by maybe some things that have happened over the week by Southampton and Leeds, I suppose?
Potentially, I think probably from a fan's perspective, yeah, that you do then get a little bit excited. I mean, with out of all four teams, we're top of the form guide out of the four teams. And you could argue that we've not quite been at it the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I think you do sort of have to sort of throw that form guide out of the window. I mean, I just had a look at Huddersfield back in 16-17. I know it's a long time ago and different squad, but I mean, Huddersfield lost heavily their last two games, went into the playoffs, don't think they scored a goal, an own goal, and got to the final and won on penalties without scoring as well. So just be prepared, Norwich fans. What I would say is, you know, we've had a bit of a rough ride this year. It wasn't a nice place to be, Carr Road, as we all know, in November. I think we all know there is some work going on behind the scenes. So let's just forget about everything that's happened, get behind them 100%, and let's just, I say, enjoy it. Enjoy the playoffs, but if you can enjoy the playoffs. But let's just try and get that atmosphere that we had at the Ipswich game and be a great away following. And let's just forget everything, whether you've got your opinions on Mr. Wagner or the style of play. Let's just have a go for these last few games. And you never know, we could be dreaming the promised land on the 26th of May.
Bang on. And you referenced it earlier, but that home leg feels, obviously Norwich have got to get there first. So we've got to add that caveat. But we're all presuming and hoping that they do. That home leg, is, as you mapped out, absolutely massive, isn't it? And that's where it is up to fans to create that level of atmosphere to, I guess, create something that will help them in the way that it did against Ipswich, as anyone who was in that ground saw on that day.
Yeah, and knowing Norwich fans as I do, they will. It's very easy, and I know Wagner came out before the Swansea game and said he wanted a similar atmosphere. Unfortunately, it was always going to be difficult to replicate that. I mean, I've been going to Carr Road for years, and as most people have said, it was up there with the Man Cities and the derbies of this world in terms of that atmosphere. And I'm quietly confident that, again, that will be replicated. And I think that has shown, when that does sort of get through to the players, you then do see that drive and that energy. Maybe, you know, if they are a little bit tired, you are seeing that extra bit of tracking back or extra bit of hard work. And that home leg, as you say, will be massive. But I do slightly fear that we are going to need a two-goal lead going into the away leg.
I don't know about you, but I look at it and I feel almost more, not worried's the wrong word, but maybe a little bit more trepidation about a two-legged semi-final than I do with Norwich in a one-off final. It feels to me like if it was a one-off game, because of the quality that Norwich have, and you mentioned it there, the away record is maybe thrown into that as well. It feels like almost you would back them at the moment. I mean, you said you're quietly confident. How are you sort of viewing the route to Wembley, I guess? Because as I said, I feel that semi-final is going to be very difficult to navigate, as they always are, because the quality's so high, the margins are so fine, there's so much tension in it. But you obviously feel a Norwich team could come through that.
I do. I can't say it on your channels, but a bit of poo-housery, shall we say, I think might come into it. And we need a bit of that. That's why I do hope Barnsley is fit, because I think he could be important in that. Yes, I think he'd be the first to admit his performances haven't been up there of late, but people like that, people like Mr. Duffy, in those circumstances, I think could be vital. And that's why I'm confident, because I do think as a squad, and it's sort of men against boys now when you get to this playoffs, and you'll see that your true leaders and your true standouts will come to the fore. And I look at our squad compared to others, And I just think only really Leicester, in my opinion, have got a lot of those, Saints to an extent. But I just think we could just edge it on that front in terms of the personalities within the squad to get us over.
And one of those players, Gabriel Sara. I mean, we've got to talk about him after last weekend. He's been a joy to watch this season, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, enjoy it whilst it lasts, I would say. Probably we missed out with Emmy, obviously, towards the end because of the COVID season. Just enjoy it. The bloke's just come on leaps and bounds. He looks 10 times fitter this year. He just looks, he's on another level. I did vote for Mr. Kenny McLean because everyone knows that I love him to bits, and was delighted that he did win player of the season. You could argue that Gabriel Sara was very unlucky. I do hate this. Oh, it's not right. At the end of the day, it's opinion. It's fans' opinion. That's why they do a fans' player vote. So, you know, not everyone's going to agree. But yeah, he's been unbelievable. I suppose the argument is, do you stick him in the 10 or do you leave him out wide, or do you bring him into the middle? I don't think he's going to be in the middle of the two because I think Nunez and Kenny have been brilliant there. He's got the qualities of a Buendia-like, in my opinion, to go and play that number 10 role. Does that suit Mr. Wagner's style of play? I don't think so. But I don't think, in terms of picking your best 11 for those games, I think that's where he sits with Johnny Rowe and wide as well. So, yeah, he's been another level. He's been a joy to watch. And you never know if we could just get one more little bit of quality out of him, if we could just eke another wonder strike in the next couple of weeks, that could be a huge help as well.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of mapped it out there, that debate. And a couple of weeks ago, maybe, you know, like as we said, we were recording this before Thursday's press conference. But we don't know what the situation is with Ashley Barnes. But it may well provide maybe David Wagner a little bit of a gift of getting John Rowe back into the team, because there's been so much conversation about how you would fit him in amongst some of the players that have been performing. I mean, Borja Sainz obviously gives you more natural width, and the way that he's played and picked up, I think, since the turn of the year, I think anyone would be reluctant to drop him out. Ashley Barnes has clearly done a very good role for the team. So if it is a case of Barnes missing for a period, and hopefully not a long one, and Sara dropping into that 10, and you know, then it becomes a debate over with Fashanect and Rowe, doesn't it? Which it feels like in the long term, Rowe would edge. So is that how you see the direction of travel heading here now ahead of the playoffs? Is it about trying to get John Rowe up to speed and ready for those games now in that's to come, hopefully after this weekend?
Yeah, 100%. And that's probably where we are behind the other sides in terms of squad size, right? Southampton, Leeds got big squads. We unfortunately, and you know, we know the reasons why it was made smaller, and we're probably lacking. Every week we stand in the pub at 2 o'clock and look at the bench and think, who's going to come on and influence this game? And that is the issue we're going to have. But at the end of the day, that 11, the best 11, having Sara in the 10 and Rowe and Sainz either side with Sarge up top is arguably best. That I hate to say it because I do love Barnsley. And I think the way we play and having Rowe and Sainz either side with the fullbacks going outside them and putting balls in the box, I think that's where you need Mr. Barnes. But I can't imagine him going off the way he did and being the player that he is. I would be amazed if he is going to be fit in the next coming weeks, if I'm honest with you. So watch this space.
Yeah, me too. Just finally then, on this weekend, we all know what Birmingham are playing for, survival. It's going to be packed St Andrews. As you mentioned, it's probably a slightly different opponent than the Norwich have faced in the last couple of weeks, where they've faced teams with very little to play for. You're now playing a team that has everything and more to play for. What are you kind of expecting from this weekend, and how do you see it unfolding?
Like I said, I think it could play into our hands, being honest. Again, that Birmingham squad, it will tell on them. You know, will the crowd and everything, will that sort of raise their game, or will they crumble under the pressure? And again, we're now in the situation, not obviously mathematically, but where your Swansea's and Bristol City's have been in recent weeks, where you can sort of come and play with perhaps that little bit of freedom that you haven't had in recent weeks. So I think there is an opportunity there, especially if we get the first goal, if Johnny Rowe does start and we've got this sort of a threat on the counter-attack. It could be a 2 or 3 niler, if I'm honest, just because I do think that Birmingham, there could be a lot of pressure on them, and we could, they could crumble. But someone's probably going to, you know, cut this out and put it all over Twitter when we go and lose 4-0 and don't make the playoffs. But I honestly think that as a group, there's an opportunity just to play with a bit of freedom, prepare yourselves for next Sunday, and all the pressures on Birmingham, which is quite nice. Before then, we're then going to have a lot of pressure on us a week on Sunday at Carrow Road.